Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. I've got some pretty bad news for you. Your country's going to fall apart. And I think most of you are living in a new norm, but you know something's wrong, but you don't know what the hell is wrong. It's wrong in so many places, I haven't got time in these 2 hours to tell you what they are. And if I told you what they are, I'm going to do a little bit of that, of course. But it's not enough to stop what you set in motion. Can you believe, I mean, just stop and think, that how many people voted for a Muslim, and he's the president, and he's a traitor, and you couldn't see that what you were doing, this was him. And what is worse, you don't take him down in one way or the other, legally, of course. Why is he still there? Why isn't someone standing up? Why aren't you all standing up and say, look what's happening to us. Look what you've done to Israel. You put her in a very dangerous position. You gave just one thing, just one thing, $150 billion to buy all those armaments from Russia? So sophisticated that it could never, ever be bombed by Israel, no matter what they do. They have those very sophisticated protections that Israel doesn't have. And under that process, Israel doesn't know what to do. They know they're going to be attacked, but they can't attack without attacking the coalition of America, Europe, and Iran, who's now becoming, you know, prestigious and one of them. So if they start a war, if they try to drop a bomb on them, a nuclear, well, it's going to be a nuclear bomb. It's within the next 6 weeks, seven, eight, 9 weeks. It doesn't matter where the bombs are going to happen. It's going to happen in the Near East. Something has to happen. You have created a mess for yourself. And you're still living in a new norm. You need to drop your freaking drugs and alcohol and your screwing and wake up before it's too late and become one nation under God, not under one Muslim. Well, that's what he is. Didn't he say this is not a Christian country and you didn't do a bloody thing? What did I become an American for? I thought I could help you out. I thought, I have the skills and the knowledge, and the bad guys are afraid of me. And when martial law gets declared, then you won't be able to get rid of that bastard forever. And I have to run like crazy to get out of this country, if I can. You created a Soviet Union imitation. You've become a lot of unwitting Marxists. You can't help yourself now. It's too late. You've got to stop this bastard, excuse the expression, and you bastards have got to do it. Somehow. And stop whining, you miserable creatures. I became an American citizen because I saw hope for the world. But at the same time, I saw America being demoralized. Especially it started with the schools. American-born haters of good. Can you imagine American haters of good being programmed in the universities? The professors, they have put, they've somehow put professors in the universities and not, which do not represent our values, but unconsciously and magically and hypnotically turn our kids into, you know, monkeys, you know, not fully grasping these subtle mind games, Christians themselves, whose country it is, watch helplessly as the evil ones confound, corrupt, and convert their children. Confound, if not convert. The anxiety, the pressures, the drugs, the alcohol, the confusion, the mental illnesses, the illnesses themselves are just right to the roof. You're too busy looking at your miserable selves and miserable each other's and fighting each other. We need to stop this. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yeah. Hello, here I am. I'm going to start. You know, I had a blustering opening and cussing you out, you miserable Americans who are miserable. And you fight. People are fighting against Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you whether I want to vote for him or not. But it's amazing to see the screaming and yelling, and violence at him, trying to push away people to have their right to speak, and to believe, to destroy it. The armies of monkeys. Flying monkeys are just getting in the way of allowing people to listen to Donald Trump. I just see it. I'm making a comment. I'm not telling who you are to vote for. But you do need to look at your boss. The president of the United States is a traitor. I mean, you stand there and look at him and become a tyrant and making up the rules as he's going along, and you don't say anything? A member of the Supreme Court gets murdered and nobody wants to go to see why? Breitbart was murdered too. He was murdered by a special poison that turned him red, scarlet. And the people who prepare the dead people, I forget what they do. He was murdered also, because he would have, yeah, he disappeared, and others disappeared. Isn't it a wonder why the families of the Supreme Court judge, I forgot his name, forgive me, it's just a terrible thing. I have a problem with memories, with names. Why didn't they want to find out what he died from? Because they're being warned. Breitbart, the same thing. They didn't want to, they couldn't speak because the family is being warned. We'll kill you. That's what you're getting, and you should know it. We kill you. We'll kill your family if you don't do that. And they don't say anything. Of course you wouldn't say anything, but you can figure it out. You can see it by the kind of man that's in office. You silly bastards, excuse the expression. You brought this on yourself because you couldn't see. You could see upside down. You've been demoralized. This country has been demoralized so bad. How could you have a country with almost 80% divorce rate? Where are the kids going? Where's the fathers? You want mothers to bring up boys and girls? What's wrong with fathers? No, they dismiss fathers as just those sperm donors. Come off it. You've seen it. Communists don't have such thing as no-fault divorce, homosexuality. They don't have it. They laugh at it. They just make sure that it's in our agenda so we can vote for it, like stupid idiots that we've always been. I think you are too deep into a new norm, which is being pissed off at everything, being upset all the time, looking for pleasure, looking for love in all the wrong places. You're completely disorganized, dismantled as a human race. You can see it with I can see it. How many times? I can't find the words for it. When I came to this country, when I came to Los Angeles, having spent 4 or 5 years experimenting and learning about hypnosis and discovering that the average person is in a hypnoidal state, doesn't know it. That's what psychiatry deals with, broken minds. And you can't cure it with a talking cure. They're completely barren of how to help these people, only to make them worse. Your drugs, legal and illegal, they only make you worse. They take away the pain. They give you a false sense of redemption for a little while. Oh, the pain's gone away. Oh, I love that thing. And the more you get, the more you want, the sicker you get from using those things, illegal or legal. You are diminishing. You're dissolving as a country. You're dissolving as a people. You've forgotten that you have a constitution, and you sit around picking your nose, whatever you do, and sitting around not doing nothing. Just griping about this and griping about that and listening to the news that doesn't say anything. It's keeping you distraction for what's going to go on in the next 6 weeks. In the next 6 weeks or 7 weeks, you can have a nuclear war. Or wars. And it won't just be in the Middle East. It'll be on these grounds. And the hundreds of thousands of people across the border, they've all made their home here waiting for the signal to all rise up. Don't you understand how many people are here? Hundreds of thousands of ISIS kinds of people, they're here. They're all here. They've been here for a long time. They've been building. And your president, he has an army of about 1 million people. Where do you think the young people from South America came? They couldn't speak Spanish. They spoke another language. So they came in, young people, and they disappeared. There's an army being built. The prisons are being opened. Murderers are being released. Who are just going door to door. You only got a few weeks before all hell breaks loose. I'm warning you. If you don't dismiss your president, it's all over. It's now or never. Now, I've said it. Go screw yourself if you don't mind. Because I'm getting sick and tired of just your weakness, your cowardliness, your perversities, that you seek approval from the lowest of the low. Because when you're in a dismal state, when you are in any dismal state, you'll always look for love from the devil. That's how you get Hitler Germany. Corrupt them. Their values. Remove their values. Make wrong right. And then love them for it. Okay. I've said it. I don't see any more that's going to help you much more. All I've done is expose myself to a problem. So be it. I don't see anybody coming to my rescue anyway. You're too cowardly, the whole bloody lot of you. I don't know what to do anymore with you. I can always find a few people. Well, by the way, we did have an experiment with a very important individual who does, you know, advertising. I don't know what the name of that is. He discovered when I gave him a dozen meditation exercises, half of them people got cured and the other half didn't. But if, see, I had, so therefore in their experiment, in their playing around with it for a while to see what Be Still and Know does, you know about the Be Still and Know, they found that just giving it randomly to people, 50% people got cured of everything that was wrong with them. Cancer, anything. And they're amazed. And there's always the others that don't get it. But they get the others that didn't get it are made worse by listening to it. We shall talk about these things. You don't want to play with this. Unless you're going to see where I'm coming from and not be angry with me for saying the things I've said because I had to say it with a strong voice. And using language that's not always usable on this, on a radio network. But it's time for me to kick butt. And to kick butt I will. And so if you let me, if you keep me on the air, please. Thank you. All right. Because I'll fight anything. I'll fight anything that moves in the wrong direction. What am I talking about? I'm 88 years old. Well, I'm going to do the fighting. I could do something. I'm sitting on the radio and try to wake you up. And put aside your angers towards each other and look at your government and see why he bought 25 million body bags. He's going to need a lot more than that before it's all finished. You are just beginning to enter a civil war. Your two parties are owned by the same whoever it is. And that's why you are in this state. And you sense something wrong, but you don't know what it is, do you? And if you don't know what it is, how are you going to fix it? It's going to overcome you from every side, from inside, outside, and from the Middle East. Iran has got Israel in a very dangerous position. You've got to see that. You've got to see it. I mean, if I can't talk to you about all the things that happen in the Middle East, but to the left of you, to the west of you, you've got the threat of nuclear bombs. North Korea. So don't feel so safe on the West Coast. Don't feel so safe. It's all going to happen. You're going to be fighting each other. Parties will fight each other. I don't know. It's so hard to explain. It's too much. It's too much. Let me just see if I can do a little bit of good in my callers here. 800-866-8883. If you'd like to call me, I'm ready for you. I want one person who will tell me where I'm wrong. And I'm going to talk to you about, politically, I'm going to talk to you about where you're wrong, but you see already, do I have to tell you, you're done. You're going to burn. And you're going to have to fight whether you like it or not. And all hell's going to break loose. I've warned you since 1960. Why do you think the media attacked me and call me all kinds of names? Why do you think the media, the left-wing media, what's the left-wing is Marxism. Well, how do they get Marxism there? Education. You didn't see that, did you? Yes, you did, but you sent your kid to school anyway. And you know how they made them into a left-wing communist without them knowing it, that they are? It is if you don't accept our teachings on psychiatry and stuff like that, you will not get your your parchment. You won't get a degree. So you have to believe and you have to jump through the hoops in order to get the degree. Bingo. It's a hypnotic state. You put pressure on somebody, they yield to it, and they're gone. Your children are gone. Except with a few, of course. Yeah, but a few won't do too much good. All right, we'll take our first call. William. Hello. Oh, do you want to give another phone number? Oh, I didn't realize I've taken up half your program already. Okay, hold on. Oh, but David, I can't hear you. Oh, I see. Oh, 800-866-8883. I couldn't hear my producer. Couldn't hear him. So I didn't know what to do. We're short of staff. They got sick. So we... I'm going to go to William now. Okay. William, sorry for my big blast here. But forgive me. I just had to let it out.
That's fine.
What can I do for you, my friend?
I don't have a lot of rage. I want to get rid of my rage and...
David, could you give me more? I can't hear my friend here. Go ahead, William.
I have a lot of rage, and it makes me think about suicide.
Oh, yes, of course it would.
And there was a guy here who slit his arm when he got a group home, but he was homosexual, and he had rage, and he cut his arm open, and they gave him a group home, and they won't help me out with it.
Well, I don't know if that would do you any good.
I know. I don't want to hurt myself, but I have a lot of rage. I notice how much rage I have, and I don't know how to get rid of it.
Well, let me see. Have you ever tried meditation?
Yeah, I had 2 years, and I smashed them.
You got angry at the Be Still and Know exercises?
Yeah, because I figured I could do it without it.
Oh, no, that's kind of silly.
Yeah. You send me another one, maybe I can use it and it would help me. But I know how to meditate without it.
Well, I'd be happy to send you something.
I know I have a lot of rage because I had a beer and then I noticed all the rage in me and I got really upset.
Well, the rage in me can cause you to murder.
I know, I thought about that too.
I can hear it in you.
Yeah, I thought about making a weapon and doing something to somebody.
Yeah, but who would you want to murder?
The people that hold me here in the mental institution, okay. Insane asylum.
Yeah, they have put themselves in you.
Yeah.
You know the people in prison? They're not the murderers in prison. They're not the murderers. The murderers are the ones that made the murderers. They're still outside the prison.
Uh-huh.
And so you were born innocent.
I'm kind of destitute. I'd send you $65 for it, but I really don't have it.
Well, I don't know how to tell you. You're so blunt. You know, I tore up my meditation. If you send me another one, I'll try it. That doesn't sound to me like you're searching.
I've been searched all my life. I just hit a dead end. I don't know how to
well, but no,
how to deal with this part of my
searching,
life.
You're searching outside. You're searching. You're looking for love in all the wrong places.
There's no love in this
place. What you're looking for is not out there. It's inside you.
Yeah.
That's what meditation is for. It changes the landscape, so to speak, that you're looking at. Your longing is, you're looking for the answer in the world, and it isn't there.
I thought of taking a toothbrush and putting a razor in it and melting it in there and having a weapon hurting somebody with it.
But I don't know. I can't understand what you're saying, really. You're not making any sense.
It's like suicide and homicide.
Yeah, I can hear you. But you're really not looking to me for an answer.
I'm looking for an answer to get rid of the rage. I want to get rid of all the rage I have in me.
Well, I can't be. I think you love your rage too much.
Yeah,
I think you're in love with your rage.
How could I be in love with
my
rage?
I think you love being judgmental. It makes you feel superior to the person you're about to execute.
Judgmental. I'm very judgmental. Is that what's causing this?
Yes, but judgment is mine, say the Lord. How comes you doing judging?
You say be objective and there's another word for it. Not be in love with rage, but stand at a distance, like you said, and see the rage until it leaves me.
Yeah. I can't come up
with the words, but there's a word that you use that I heard you say, and it helps with the judgment. You don't judge because you look at people with discernment, and you can see through them. You can do a profile.
The discernment does not have any. See, discernment is intuitive. Rage has no intuition. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It will kill anything if it can't kill what it wants to kill.
It wants to kill me, mostly.
Yes, it does. I understand that. But I'm not sure.
I don't know what I'd do if you weren't there still on the radio to talk to.
Well, yes. I don't mean to be rude to you, but you don't see, I don't see me helping you here at this time. I think you're too wrapped up in that and looking from me the kind of the information that is earthy and not spiritual. I can't give you an earthy answer. There is no earthy answer. The only way, there's got to be a longing. There's got to be a looking at yourself and say, what have I become? I'm worse than the person who did this to me. I'm the extension of that person who did it to me. He's perfectly all right. He's looking at me, enjoying my confusion.
Uh-huh.
And you know it.
Yeah.
You can actually see him in your mind laughing at you, so to speak.
Right.
And then you get angry just thinking about it. He's done me in. I'll do him in. And if I don't hear him, I'll take it out on somebody else. That's about it. You got to drop that. That's crazy.
You don't have judgment. You use something else. You have, what do you use?
I use the word discernment.
Discernment is correct?
Yeah, but it's only a word.
It's seeing without hating. It's just seeing somebody the way they are without adding the resentment or the hate.
That's right. So, if I could just give you a clue, I'm not sure you're in the mood for it.
In my life, and people just bullied me when I was that way. They just bullied me and said, you know, you don't see it. And they didn't see it, but I could see that they were no good, and they were just bullying me and getting that upper hand.
What you're talking about is terrible injustice, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you hate injustice, and you want to destroy the injustice, don't you?
I want to be free and have a clear mind and do something with my life. I don't want to be stuck in an institution.
I know, but let me see if I can just question you on that, do something with your life thought here. I mean, what kind of thing is it you think would be good if you could have do something good with your life? What might it be?
To have a family and see my family and my extended family. I don't know where they are. I haven't seen them in 20 years. And be a dad, be a father, and be something respectful.
But I can't do
that because I'm full of rage and judgment.
You want all the good things, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You want a good family. You'd like to have a nice car. You'd like to have a purpose that you love doing.
Right.
So you know, I have a purpose of what I'm doing on the radio. I have a purpose of writing physics.
You
I have
help
a purpose
a lot of
writing books about how you can overcome what you got. See? And so I have that day by day, every day.
And, I used to have,
and even
but
when
I
things
lost
go
it.
Listen, even when things go bad, which they do often, I learn not to hate the hurter. And that makes me a better person, just not hating the hurter. I haven't accomplished anything, but I've accomplished not being angry at the person who doesn't want me to be who I am.
The psychotropic drugs can be rage too, though.
Hold a second. We'll be right back. 800-866-8883. Call me on my radio program now. Yes. I have to say good night to William. William, not
can I say
ready
one
for me
thing
yet.
Before you let me go?
Yeah, yes, you can.
How do I get rid of the rage? How do I get cast it from me and become a person without
rage? You broke and burned up whatever you did. You smashed that which could have helped you. It didn't help you quick enough, probably. Or you tried too hard to make it work.
I knew it.
You didn't consult me. Instead of smashing everything that you got, which is good for you, you should have called me and said, why isn't this working? But no, you just got use it. And then you had me on a pedestal. I can guarantee you had me on a pedestal. And then because you're putting me on a pedestal, I can't help you because I'm in the way of God. I can't be on a pedestal and help you in your mind.
Right.
You're the one that does it. So you set me up to fail. And then you got angry with me and smashed everything. What you need to do is get it again and pay for it.
Right.
Okay, you pay for it and then use it. But don't use will. Just listen to it one ear and when it comes out the other ear and just wait for an epiphany. Whoops. Like, I see that. I see I'm angry. But you never see, you see it differently in a light. Not just know you're angry and then get angry with your anger. That will make it worse.
Rage.
No, it's different. When you do meditation, you look at the anger and it goes away. Mm-hmm. I just can't tell you right now. You need to get the meditation again. Okay. Let you go because I can't help you today.
All right.
Another day, you call me back.
I'll call you back.
All right, please.
I meditated with you once and I saw Jesus in my forehead.
No, not now. Just let me go. I don't want to be rude.
Well, thanks for the help that you
Mark,
explained
David,
to me.
Just say, can you give me the other caller? Can I have the other caller, David? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm talking about David.
Oh.
Is David there? I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just stuck here for a little bit.
Unless David fainted. Causes rage, too.
David, did you faint? Where's David? I can't hear him. Well, let me see if I can get to New Hampshire. Can I change to New Hampshire? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
No, I want you to hang up so I can talk to my producer. We got a difficult problem.
All right, I'll hang up. All right, I'll call you back when I get my
head. Call me back. Thank you. All right. David, are you there? Yes, good. I couldn't let him go. Yes, you get sticky. But your voice is distorted. Oh, you have been sucking on balloons all day? Okay. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. 800-866-8883. And we might be right back with our callers. 800, call now. 800-866-8883. I want a person that sparkles.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, we got a new caller. Hello, this is Roy Masters. Your name is Med.
Yes, hi, Roy.
I can hear you just barely, but go ahead. We have a little problem with our phones tonight.
I talked to you last Monday night about my dark side spirit.
Yeah, I remember you.
Cancer.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah, they're both trying to kill me. I think I owe you an apology for last Monday night because at the beginning of our conversation, you asked me a question, and I didn't really clearly hear you ask me that question. And I'd like to try and answer that question now.
What was the question?
you asked me what it was I thought you could do for me.
Yes.
And my answer is that I look to you for spiritual guidance and to help me maintain a connection with God.
Okay. But there is something I need to say about that. And I have to ask you a question again about that. I'm going to ask you a question about that question.
Okay.
Did you have me on a pedestal?
Yes.
That's why I couldn't help you. Everybody who has me on a pedestal sets me up to fail, because I can't, of myself, can do nothing, no magic. I'm just flesh and blood like you. And unless something operates through me, and you are willing to be awakened by what operates through me, recognize it gently, without struggling, but with a little joy. So I've never seen that before. I see it now. That's the attitude. And so if you put me on a pedestal, I cannot help you, but help you get worse. Everybody who puts anybody on a pedestal has got the wrong God. You're the God maker greater than the God, and you become a slave of it. Or if I have power, you got the wrong God. My body and my flesh and my brain is in the way. You can't put this miserable creature that I am, old and ugly. You can't possibly look at me and say, I'm on the pedestal, I'm God, and therefore I can help you. Making me a better person, making me good in your mind, is bad. All I want you to do is listen to where my voice is coming from. In other words, I understand what you need, and I don't know what words to use in that particular moment. But if you have me on a pedestal, those words disband, they dissolve, they have no meaning. And then you try to, it comes across as a spoken word from a teacher or a preacher. And if you remember it and you try to act it out, it will kill you. It will destroy you. This is a very dangerous game we're playing here. So you can't piss with this, excuse the expression. You can't play with this as it was some toy that you could help to fix yourself with. This is redemption. I have it flowing through me, but you have to recognize it without my effort, me telling you to recognize it. It has to be a voice, and it has a frequency. My voice is not the same voice as I used to have. It's a voice and it carries authority. But it's not the authority of an ordinary man. It's the authority of who made this man. Extraordinary. But I'm only extraordinary for that moment, because I could fall apart the next minute and fail everybody. So far, it hasn't happened, thank God. I've got too far, too close to the grave to want to give what I've given up for the sake of my Creator, who I love. And none of the things...
It's very easy to put you on a pedestal because your extraordinary insights and that the information that you give out is just...
Yes, but the extraordinary, my dear friend, is extraordinary. It isn't me. You see, what's happened to me since you put me on a bit of a defense here, and you need an explanation, is that I'm not me anymore. I'm the extension of him. So therefore you're not hearing me. You're him hearing him through me. And therefore it has a different sound. It has a different frequency. And that frequency must be recognized by you who is a seeker. If you're not a seeker, you can't recognize the frequency. And therefore it doesn't work. It doesn't awaken you because you're asleep and you don't know you're asleep. It feels like you're awake because you've got pain and suffering. And that makes you aware that you're awake. But it's not the same awakeness I have.
I'm not only asleep, I'm hypnotized.
That's right. That's what it means. Every sin is a hypnotic state. That's what hypnosis is. And if you don't deal, it is the result of being born into a culture. And as America became more demoralized and more degraded, children, more and more children came into the world with stinking parents. Stinking, rotten parents. 80% of you are stupid bastards. You only care for, you know, what you want from each other. You want to caress, you want love, you want to do the loving, you want to do the beating if you don't get the love. And that's what marriage is descended into. There's no love in this country anymore. There's only, I don't know, violence, appeasement, lies, dishonesty, I don't know, blindness, cruelty, happiness that's not happiness, looking for pleasures, and looking for pleasures in drug addicts, and alcoholics, smoking your bloody self to death. That's what, this is your normal. And then I'm not like your average preacher. I represent him. I do not represent myself. I am nothing. Jesus himself, why do you call me good? There's nobody but good except God. He was the agent too. He didn't claim to do all those miracles. He had the faith. You people have doubts. So if you doubt is faith upside down, no wonder you're upset, but you obey it. Now everybody who has doubts. Everybody has doubts out there? You feel doubt? It's upside down faith. Well, doubt, well, since it's your faith and it's upside down, it's coming from the earth the upwards, or whatever, wherever the metaphysical breeding place is. When you listen to your doubt, it's like listening to the dark God. So when you see the doubt is doubt, and you doubt the doubt, wow, something different happens. You say, that's not me, that's not faith, but it acts like faith and it makes you do things. It makes you bring forth everything's bad, and it keeps you angry all the time, as a power over other people. And then there are bigger people who put you down and have to squash you, and have to squash your thoughts and bury them. And then pretty soon before you... I don't hear music when you do that. Oh, there's no music. All right. So, listen, my dear friend, I don't mean to be mean, but you need to listen to that meditation. And don't try to help yourself. Do not try to help yourself in any way. I will show you the way to the way. Jesus says, I'm the way to the way. That's what he says. I'm the way to the way. I'm not the object of where you're going. I'm only the person that shows you where it is. I can do no more than that. But what I'm going to give you, if you go to the meditation, if you go to that meditation called Be Still, not Be Still, but Antidote for All, that one is free. No charge. No obligation. It's magical.
I've been using it. Yeah.
Just use that, but do not try to make anything work. Because you're going to look for magic. What we're looking for is pure magic. You see, all of a sudden, by you, it's all without right or reason. Everything becomes clear. Everything goes right. And even when it's wrong, you don't get upset, and that's right. Even well, when bad things happen, it's good for you to deal with it calmly and not be swayed by the pressure, which is what you have happened to you. And now I want to rescue you from that. That's all. Rescue you from being angry. And you go to that meditation, will you, please? And do it now. Do it today.
My cancer has gotten to the point where I am really scared. And
Stop being scared. You're going to die, and that's it. Be a man. You see, the scare is what makes you sicker. Your cowardice. Oh, I'm dying. So what? I'm going to die soon. So what? The way I go, somebody might want to kill me the way I talk on the radio. To hell with that. If I die, I die. But I'm going to die for something. For especially what made me speak up to put my voice on a hill and not cover it up with a pail. Not hide it under a bucket. Look at your sickness and stop being the baby. You got what you deserve. I tell you how you got it. You gave too much of yourself. Tried to please everybody, correct?
Well, my cancer is prostate cancer, and that's because I've had a problem with lust all my life.
That's right. Lust.
Yeah.
In other words, you strained that part of your body and gave your life to another woman. Lust, the women in your head, the women in reality. You're giving your life over. This, your whole life was pleasure, 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 pleasure. Until there's nothing left of you. Because you have to pay for that. When you sin, you have to pay for the pleasure of sin. You have to pay for the pleasure of getting the pain that is called sin. But that's a sin, the way you make yourself feel and feel and feel. And the more you feel, the more pain there is. The more pain there is, the more you want pleasure. The more you want pleasure, the sicker you become, because you got relief from the conscience. And you're using up your energy until there's nothing left except hate. I gotta go. Gotta go. 800-868-8883. Nobody's next? Okay, I thought somebody was hanging out for me right just now. I scare the bejeevers out of people, don't I? All right, so what a mess we have in our country. All right, we'll take Mike in Mississippi. Hi, Mike. Let me give a phone call to everybody else, 800-866-8883. We've had a little trouble with our technology, so bear with me. I can hear you. Can you say hello?
Yes, hello, Roy. How are you?
Hello. What can I do for you, Med?
Is it Mike? And I just,
oh, Mike, yes, okay.
That's okay. I first want to say thanks. You know, I heard you years ago talking about be light when you close your eyes.
Yes.
I've seen that since I was a very small child.
Yes.
I really keyed in on that. And I've been meditating. It's been extremely helpful. A lot of the anger and the frustration and things like that have gone, but I'm having a little bit of trouble with my father. I've moved back to the area to try to help him out. And of course, he's kind of a rotten soul, and I keep having these conversations with him, you know, which I know I'm not supposed to do, and it's just kind of bothered me.
Well, I would say that is your father a naughty boy?
Well, he was just mean, you know. I mean, he has this post-traumatic stress disorder. He's very abusive, you know.
Is he still mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got a demon in him.
But look, I tell you what. Have you moved back to him so he's available for you to hopefully help him?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, he's
diagnosed with... I would not do that.
Okay, that I knew that. So yeah,
I think I would say one visit to him.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
All right. Are you married?
Yes, I have a family. And so,
are you separated from your family in order to do good for your father?
No. We all came down, sir, together. I just got a little homesick.
Well, I'll tell you what. I said you should not to put pressure on your father. I mean, just let me hold for a second. I'll make a break here.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I have a classic answer for your question, if you don't mind me sharing it with you. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, you need to go to your father, but you need not to plan. I hope you're staying at home right now, and then you go visit him, right?
Yes, sir. I moved down there to help him, and the situation became.
You need to go to him one more time, and then follow this yellow brick road here. And this is what I do. You need to go up to your dad, but I'm suggesting that you should not prepare to do it. So stay where you are until suddenly. Maybe a week goes by, maybe a month goes by, and maybe a year goes by. You're not ready until the Holy Spirit reaches you, and then when that happens, you see no problem. It sort of you get up quite naturally as something you forgot to do. Oh, I could just that's how simple it is, and you go there, and there's no fear, and there's no you don't have anything in your head, but I will give you a clue. Of what it might be and could be as a good example. If you want to use that example, you can. But don't worry if you forget it. And you need to go up to your father and you say, Dad, I have sinned against you. I feel very guilty and I want to share it with you. That gets his ear. And he will say, oh, really? He says, yes. Yes. I hate you. I hated you, and I've paid a price for that. I was young, I didn't know any better, but you are hateable. And so, but you don't be rude.
Yes,
you have been not a very good father to me. I've let it go. I've done my thing, and I'm here without any hostility towards you. And all I want you to do is know that I am going to do just fine. I have love for you now. I know you could not help yourself. Then I couldn't help myself, and I did not know how to deal with you. I was still a little boy. I'm not a little boy anymore. I'm telling you honestly, hating you did me in. It hurted me very badly. And I now know you didn't know what you were doing either, and you are standing in your shoes, and you're standing in your dad's shoes. And you can't help it, so I've let it go. Okay? And then we'll just say, I have to go now. He may call you back.
Thank you, Roy.
He may call
you
back.
All right, thanks, sir.
Okay? And then let him, leave him alone with that only. Otherwise, everything else is a trying to make it happen. That will work. That's all you need to do. With a perfect forgiveness. And so if he yells at you, he just yells at you, you're a man now, it doesn't bother you. But also he may love you for that. He may say, just a minute, don't go yet. You're right. Okay?
Yes.
Is that fair enough?
Yes, appreciate it.
Okay. this is how you do it. It's where it's coming from. See? All right. All right. Let me see now. We have Doug, don't we? We do have another person, David. I think we're having a little, problem with our... David, are you still there? Yes. Do I have Doug now? Do I have another person? Yeah. Him to, just re-phone you again. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, maybe it's fortuitous. This is the end of the first hour. I hope I haven't scared you away. I hope you're riveted to what I'm saying. You see, your country is in tatters, but you do not know the sum total of what it's all about, why you've lost it. And you may, and if there's a civil war, you will need me. You will need me because you do not know all the forces and how they work and how you can overcome them. Sun Tzu. I am the Sun Tzu of metaphysics. I will show you how to overcome it, but I need yours. I need you to put me there, not as a prince, and not as a god, and not as a person on the pedestal, but as a person who has lots of information and understanding which I can't tell you. I have sources of information you do not know, and I cannot tell you. But there is a source of information because it's the end of your country. Right now, this is the end, and how you deal with what's going to happen to you. I know how to help you, and I don't know how to organize you. But somehow it has to happen. Because without the knowledge, it's warfare. But it's psychological warfare. As all warfares are psychological. And maybe they're psycho-illogical. But I know myself and my enemy. Sun Tzu said, if you know your enemy but don't know yourself, you win half the time. You can't afford to win half the time. And if you know your enemy and know yourself, you'll win half the time. But if you know yourself and your enemy, you win every time. And that is what needs you know to have to know yourself and your enemy. And in order to know your enemy, you have to know yourself. And you don't know what that means, do you? Listen to me. It's going to happen. You're going to become a communist country. You wake up morning and it isn't. Your country isn't there anymore. Okay, but there's something wrong with our equipment. You need to get such... No, I'm eating my microphone. Yeah, but no, it's not the same, David. It's not the same. You need a little help here. But I can hardly hear you. Okay. Yeah, but maybe you should to turn it down a little bit. Okay. All right. Please support my program with as much as you can, please. And don't be afraid to share this with others. Now, don't take them to my website, FHU.com. Take them to Antidote for All, which is only thing there is a meditation, and leave them alone. See, you're going to have anxiety here. You do this. And half of them get better, and half of them will hate you. And then you know they're not your friends, because the ones that wake up have become American again. They become the Christian person. Okay, well, anyway, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.